And once again, we welcome you back to the program. We're happy that you're making Chasm part of your Friday and the A&E show part of your listening here today. Lots going on, as we talked about in our first segment, and we'll continue that here in our second segment. We always like to welcome new guests into the studio, and Linda Shea is a first-time visitor with us, and Linda and the Dolphin Healing Hearts.
Hi,
what
Brad.
An interesting program. Good to have you here. Well, you bring in some sunshine. You walk in and a smile, and everybody's lit up, and everybody's kind of hovering around you out there ahead of time. And there's something to that, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
We're going to talk about that today. Let me, I want to start at the beginning.
Okay.
I did some reading. You have a very impressive website, and that's dolphinheartworld.com. And we'll repeat that for folks to go and take a look like I did this morning. You've got an interesting personal story, and that's very much what this is all about,
correct,
isn't it?
Correct.
Tell me, we've only got 15 minutes, but
okay.
Tell me just really how this all kind of came about,
okay,
how you found yourself where you are right now.
Okay. Well, I had my early adult life was spent in the corporate world and reached a point that I was not being fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I was getting ill and just took some time off to discover myself and to, with the intention of finding something to do for a living that would fulfill me spiritually and personally.
A lot of people in the corporate world share the story, don't
exactly,
they?
Exactly.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yes. So I ended up coming to Sedona. And at a period of time in Sedona, I started having an experience where I'd talk to people, either people that I knew or brand new people, and within moments they would start talking to me about dolphins. And I didn't get it. This happened day after day after day. And one day, it perplexed me so much that I was in my townhouse and I literally yelled out to the universe, what is it with the dolphins? I'm in the desert. I don't get it. And sure enough, the message came that I was to go swim with them.
Okay.
Now, I never perceived myself to be a dolphin person. I perceived that whole trend to be a new age woo-woo thing. Mm-hmm. Even though I was on a spiritual path, it mm-hmm. seemed very outside of my box. And within a week, all of the information came for me to have that experience, where to go, where to stay, where to swim with them, and I was guided to go to Hawaii to swim with the dolphins.
Makes sense to me.
So I went, and in my very first day, I was with a pod of about 75 or 80 dolphins for 2 to 3 hours all by myself in the wild, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I never saw such elegance, beauty, and grace in the water.
That would be unforgettable.
It was. And
life-changing for you.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And in a sense, it seemed like such a bizarre thing for me to be doing, but at the same time, it was the most natural thing in the world for me to be mm-hmm. doing. And I had one close encounter with a dolphin. It swam right up in front of me, so we were vertically face-to-face about 2 feet apart.
Were you scared?
I wasn't scared. I cracked up. I started laughing because it was so unexpected. And he just stood in front of me, and I just laughed. And my snorkel was flooding with water. And
yeah, well, yeah, laughing underwater, you'd be careful.
Exactly. So in the moment before I surfaced to clear my snorkel, he made some clicking sounds at me. Hmm. And I think that's what started everything. I think that he activated something inside of me, and as soon as I got back onto land, it started that very night, I began having experiences with people where we would simply talk casually about dolphins, and they would have an experience. They would receive a transmission of dolphin energy, and it would change them in some way.
So this whole, it's kind of that karmic wheel took a turn, you jumped on, and look where you found yourself.
And I resisted it.
Yeah.
I resisted it for a long time because it didn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't walk away from something that was creating such magic right before my eyes.
In the movie Close Encounters, Richard Dreyfuss is making the monument out of mashed potatoes and whatnot, and he doesn't know what it means.
Right.
Is that
That's
similar
it.
To your story? You
That's
knew something
it.
Was going on,
yep,
but just not quite what.
Exactly.
I had a guest on a show yesterday, a teacher, and I said, how'd you get into education? And she says, well, education finds you.
Yes.
Sounds to me like
That's
that was your experience
exactly.
with the dolphins. They
the
found,
dolphins
they came to
found
you.
Me.
Well, how does this work now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about mm-hmm. these kinds of things, and that's why we've got you on the program today mm-hmm. to explain it to us.
Right.
So walking through nature any day, seeing any kind of wild animal, we had a javelina walk through the park, and it was something interesting for the kids.
Right.
I can't imagine finding myself amid 75 dolphins
right.
and just trying to relive that and go through that.
Right.
From there on, I guess it was all full speed ahead. You really started to find the path.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where did that lead us? Where are we now?
Where are we now? We are, my journey included doing healing work, transmitting the dolphin healing energy to people.
Okay.
So I did that for 7 years. the deeper part of my experience was the inner transformational journey they took me on. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that I knew I was on a journey, but I didn't know what it was. And it actually completed in January of this year. What I discovered was they completely shifted my consciousness and merged my human consciousness with the dolphin consciousness.
Okay.
And I woke up one morning literally feeling brand new. My reactions to invitations to do this work in new ways were completely different. Doors started opening, abundance started flowing. I was moving in the world without fear, and I had been terrified to go out into the world with this work. So things were very definitely different in my life.
We hear about this and we think dolphins, what's the connection? Mm-hmm. But let's back up a little mm-hmm. bit. How many people have kind of done that, gotten lost, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in work, as was yours and is mm-hmm. Such a common story, mm-hmm. and people find something mm-hmm. of a spiritual vein mm-hmm. that helps them through that and right. puts them in a different direction.
Right.
And this is the same thing.
Right.
You've
right.
interpreted it that way.
Exactly. And what they do, they bring joy. Mm-hmm. They bring joy and play and lightness and laughter. It's really helping humanity make the shift from a life that's fear-based, mm-hmm. where we limit ourselves because we're afraid to do things, to a life where we don't have that fear.
Sure.
And we just want to experience and explore everything. Mm-hmm. And that's really their gift.
Yeah. We've talked many times about, I don't know if we've talked many times about it, but a lot of people have probably heard this, that the intelligence of dolphins
yes.
Really is superior to, except for man, and maybe even in some cases, superior to apes even in many
yeah.
cases. Is that right?
Oh.
Is that why you made this connection? Do you think that, or is it more of a kind of a cerebral, you know, they're so smart they can do this, or is it just because of how they are, who they are, and what they are?
In my experience with them, I've been with them in the water many times, mm-hmm. and the bulk of my experience has been with them interdimensionally through meditation and
okay.
such. And I believe that they're far superior and advanced to human in the evolutionary scale. In their healing work, they're bringing such an advanced healing technology that it's something that humans can't even conceive of.
Mm-hmm.
And the government has been researching and studying them, trying to emulate their sonar, and
oh,
there's just so much that they have.
In the way that they live what's the pods?
Pods,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Just that kind of social, I know they've been
yes.
studied for that element.
Exactly.
Their social interactivity, and
yes.
boy, if humans could come close to that.
Right, right. And that's part, that leads right into the school.
How do you take uh-huh. where you've gotten and help others? That's right.
Exactly.
Let's get to that.
And the thing is, there are a lot of people who are attracted to being with the dolphins and swim with them all the time. My thing is, how can we bring their gifts, what they're teaching us, and bring it onto land? And bring it into human interactions. And the school that they're now wanting, this is a collaboration with the consciousness of the dolphins, Dolphin Healing Hearts. There are three elements to it. There's a series of dolphin attunements that students will receive, and that's six energetic initiations that will help create this paradigm shift
okay.
in consciousness. There's something that we're calling dolphin living skills, and that's what we're talking about. How can we bring the dolphin model of living in community, in harmony, in unity, in cooperation? How can we bring those attributes into our daily relationships
okay.
with others?
Okay.
And the third element is the Dolphin Healing Hearts, where I will teach the intuitive healing, transmitting the dolphin healing energy, and people can actually become certified. The dolphins feel that humanity is ready to receive their gifts in a mass way now, and they want a lot of people out there doing their healing work on land.
It's really just a different kind of learning, isn't
yes.
it? In the same way my 3-year-old will learn things
yes.
by watching the cat, if
yes.
we're going to make a different animal type
mm-hmm.
analogy. So why wouldn't dolphins,
exactly.
in this case, be able... They're the teachers, I guess.
Exactly.
Is that how
That's
I got
exactly
it right?
That's exactly right, yes.
I'm starting to see... I told you if you could explain it to me, you could explain it to anybody. Now, what is the... Obviously, what has the experience been for you? It's been life-changing, and,
yes.
and it has gotten you to this point.
Yes.
With others that you've talked to, because mm-hmm. I don't think there's a lot of people in the world who've mm-hmm. kind of gotten this experience. This is
right.
fairly new. Our understanding that dolphins work on a different plane has been around for a while.
Right.
Now we're able to apply some of those things that we've wondered about and, mm-hmm. and studied and thought about and so on.
Exactly.
When someone who is listening right now calls and says, Linda, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about it. What are the steps? How do I get involved? And, mm-hmm. And I go through those three steps that mm-hmm. you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But do you kind of, I guess, would first have to assess where someone is in their life and find out where they want to go? Is that
actually a large part of it? What I understand the dolphins to be really good at is seeing into us, seeing into our soul, and knowing what our deepest heart's desire is. And often we don't even know what that is, because we tend to be very limited in our self-view. So what through working over time, immersing oneself in the dolphin energy, it helps to dissolve the limitations and fears and barriers, and it helps to bring to light mm-hmm. what the soul's purpose is and how the soul of an individual can best express itself. So what I find is a person may come into it with a certain intention, but as they undergo the journey, it can shift and change. It's really a process of discovery.
Sure, and most likely you would embrace those changes.
Absolutely.
along. It's never a straight line.
Right.
Some of what you've talked about in here, again, a novice talking, mm-hmm. It sounds like a lot of what you have gone through
yes.
and where you've gotten to
yes.
is similar to what some of the experiences folks who practice meditation might.
Mm-hmm.
Or really, I guess it could be almost any other kind of, or many other kinds of,
sure.
I hate to say religion, but
yeah.
that wherever you find mm-hmm. that harmony, I guess, is the follow
Absolutely.
Your bliss and go down that way.
Yeah,
for
there
you,
are many paths.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How did you kind of know? I guess you just did. It's inert and it's there.
Yeah, it was so. I tried leaving this because it was for 7 years I was confused.
Thought you were out of your mind.
I did. And my husband, thankfully, my husband kept grounding me, and you are not losing it. You know, this is really happening to you.
Well, how important is that support when someone tries to look for a new path?
Exactly. Yeah. And when I did leave, my life fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And probably three times I would leave this path. And my life fell apart, and I finally surrendered again. Okay, I'll do this. Instantaneously, it was like every switch inside of me turned on, every circuit turned on, and whatever depression or apathy I was experiencing was gone.
So after a time or two, you knew.
I finally got it. I didn't understand it, but I got it.
Well, and that's okay,
uh-huh.
because then you can learn as you go along
exactly.
and figure it all out.
Exactly.
There's going to be a few things going on. Tell me a little bit. Now, you're obviously in Sedona.
Correct.
But you have an attachment to the Netherlands?
Yes, yes. A woman that I met while swimming with the dolphins in Hawaii is from Holland,
okay.
and she learned about this healing, this training, and wanted to take the training. Initially, I didn't know how that was going to be possible because I viewed the school as being here in Sedona,
sure.
and it's a 4 to 5 month process. But as soon as she and I hung up from talking on the phone one day, the dolphins came through very clearly on the inner planes and told me I was supposed to go there and start a school.
So even over the phone line,
yes.
once that connection is there,
yes.
You can't break. Well, that makes
exactly.
sense. People have that relationship with their children.
That's right.
Why wouldn't it be different?
That's
so
right.
The two of you, I
yes.
guess, is this like a partnership or you're separate?
She's my organizer.
Okay.
And my husband actually went through my first school because I did have an initial pod of 10 students go through the program.
You call those students
They're
pods?
They're pods,
good.
Yes. And he went through it and he ended up leaving his job and realizing that he had a contribution to make.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I are doing the school together. And we're looking for organizers in different parts of the world to bring it and to help us lay the foundation and groundwork to.
It seems like the students
mm-hmm.
would be able to embrace this pretty quickly because
yes.
just that they enrolled and got interested
yes.
means there's something that's just not there. And
exactly.
all of us, if we were honest, would say there's something.
Yes.
Whether this is the answer or not is another matter, but for everybody. So really, the question is
mm-hmm.
who, you know, what kind of folks, what kind of situations do you maybe a lot of the students come to you in?
Okay. I would say people who are really looking for a big shift in their life, who want more joy and laughter and a lighter way of being. Not everybody's ready for that.
Right.
But some are. And
right.
some, when they hear about this, some people just get it at their heart. And so they get a body sensation that says, I have to do this. And the dolphins, we have lots of magical stories as to how the dolphins get messages to certain people that
mm-hmm.
they really encourage certain people to do this. They are pioneers in a lot of ways because this is something that's brand new. So we're looking for risk takers, people who are willing to dive into the unknown and have this adventure with a group of people. We're looking for people who are looking for deeper connections with others in their life.
The way you describe your personal experience, it seems to me that very probably people listening to us right now are going to say, wow. And they're going to want to know how to get a hold of you.
I hope so.
In just our final minute here, let's do that. Let's tell everybody. We're talking with Linda Shea, Dolphin Healing Hearts. And look online, Dolphin Heart World. It's common spellings and all those as one word, .com. Wonderful way to get started. And then your phone number.
Exactly. It's 928-204-0793.
Find out a lot more. Talk with Linda, and you'll explain it
exactly
to everybody as you've done here today.
Yes.
I thank you so much for coming in. Always fun to learn new things. We did that today, and a lot of fun.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
I hate to see your smile walk out the door. Maybe we'll take a picture. Linda, fun talking to you.
Thanks, Brad.
Okay, good luck. Continued success.
Thank you.
Short break, and we're back with Chasm's A&E after this.